Welcome to the latest episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we share another previously broadcast episode. We will be back soon with our series, The Acts of the Apostles, featuring episodes about the Apostle James, the brother of Jesus. Today, we bring you a replay of episode 1202, No Longer Servants.
Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you.
This scripture from John 15, verses 13 to 15 is situated within what is commonly known as Jesus' farewell discourse, which spans chapters 13 through 17 of John's Gospel. This extended teaching takes place on the night of Jesus' last Passover meal with his disciples, immediately after Judas Iscariot has departed to betray him. The discourse begins after Jesus has shared the Passover meal, washed the disciples' feet as an act of humble servanthood, and revealed that one of them would betray him. Judas then leaves. Jesus has just spent significant time comforting his disciples, promising the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Helper or Advocate, assuring them of his return, and teaching them about abiding in him as branches abide in the vine. The immediately preceding verse, John 15, verse 12, is the new commandment.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Jesus is demonstrating the kind of love he expects them to have for each other, using his own impending sacrifice as the ultimate example. In this passage, Jesus elevates his disciples' relationship with him from merely servants, who simply obey orders without full understanding, to friends, who are privy to the Master's plans and intentions. This signifies a new level of intimacy and shared purpose. The statement, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends," is a direct foreshadowing of his crucifixion, which would occur just hours later. It defines the ultimate act of love and anchors their newfound status as friends in his sacrificial love. Following this declaration of friendship and love, Jesus continues to explain their mission, bearing fruit, warns them about the world's hatred and persecution, because the world hated him first, and reiterates the promise of the Holy Spirit's coming to bear witness about him. In essence, John 15, 13 to 15 is a pivotal moment in Jesus' final instructions, sealing his relationship with his faithful disciples as one of profound, sacrificial friendship, founded on shared knowledge and mutual love, all in preparation for his imminent departure and their future mission. Jesus often portrayed himself as a friend, both directly through his words and indirectly through his actions, fundamentally redefining the nature of divine-human relationship. Still, this passage of scripture is perhaps the most profound explicit statement. Here, Jesus elevates the status of disciples from servants to intimate companions, signifying a relationship based on shared knowledge and mutual love, sealed by his ultimate sacrifice. Let's get deep. The words of Jesus in John 15 are not sentimental niceties. They are revolutionary declarations that reveal the heart of God toward us. For centuries, humanity approached God with fear and distance, viewing him as a far-off ruler to be obeyed from a place of trembling servitude. But Jesus, in these final intimate hours with his disciples, reframes everything. "I have called you friends." The creator of the universe, the one who holds all things together, desires to be known not only as Lord, but as friend. This friendship is anchored in sacrificial love. "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." Jesus' friendship is not casual or superficial. It is a covenant sealed in his own blood, demonstrating that true friendship costs something. In his crucifixion, he showed the ultimate example of what it means to love as a friend, laying down his life willingly so that we might live. His death was not simply a judicial act to clear our sins. It was also a profound act of relational love to draw us into God's family as friends, not just subjects. This friendship is also characterized by intimacy and shared purpose. Jesus says, "All that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Friends share secrets, hopes, and plans, and Jesus has shared the Father's heart with us, inviting us into his mission and his joy. This means we are not left in the dark about God's plans. Through the Scriptures and the Spirit, we are brought into the inner circle, entrusted with the message of reconciliation and the work of his kingdom. To be Jesus' friend is to be loved, known, and trusted. Finally, Jesus ties friendship to obedience rooted in love. "You are my friends if you do what I command you." This is not transactional, but transformational. Our obedience is not a means to earn his friendship, but the fruit of it, as we respond to his love by loving him and others in return. It is the life of abiding in him, as branches in the vine, where his love flows through us and bears the fruit of faithfulness, service, and sacrificial love for others. When we see Jesus as our friend, it transforms how we live. We walk with him daily, sharing our burdens, joys, and questions, knowing he cares deeply for us. We trust him, even in suffering, because we know his friendship was proven at the cross. And we allow his example to shape our friendships, moving us to love others with the same sacrificial, forgiving, patient love he has shown us. Jesus, our friend, calls us not to a shallow companionship, but to a life of abiding, loving, and partnering with him in the world. How does knowing that Jesus calls you his friend change the way you view your relationship with him today? Reflect on areas of your life where you may still see Jesus as distant, and consider how his invitation to friendship invites deeper trust, honesty, and daily conversation with him. What does Jesus' sacrificial love as a friend teach you about how you are called to love others? Consider how his example of laying down his life might shape the way you forgive, serve, and extend grace to those around you, even when it requires sacrifice. In what areas of your life is Jesus inviting you to move from servant to friend by sharing in his mission and abiding in his love? Pray about how you can partner with him in your workplace, home, and community, living out his command to love others as he has loved you.
You ask about friendship, and you have seen it lived among us. But true friendship, the kind that endures beyond days and changes, is not merely shared laughter or common purpose. It is born in shared knowledge, where one reveals the Father's heart to another, holding nothing back. It deepens in mutual vulnerability, where burdens are confessed and borne together, just as I have borne yours. And it culminates in self-giving love, where one lays down his will, his very life, for the other, not out of obligation, but out of pure, unblemished affection. Remember, I have called you friends, not servants, because I have shown you all that the Father has shown me. That is the essence of our bond, and it is the blueprint for the deepest fellowship known to man, a love that echoes the very heart of God.
As we conclude today's episode, remember that Jesus, the Savior of the world, calls you his friend. This friendship is marked by sacrificial love, deep intimacy, and shared purpose, reminding you that you are loved, known, and entrusted with his mission. Let his friendship transform your life, shaping how you walk with him daily and how you extend his love to others around you. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be not only our Savior and Lord, but also our friend. Help us to walk in the confidence and comfort of his friendship, trusting his love, sharing in his purpose, and loving others as he has loved us. May our lives reflect the beauty of this friendship, drawing others to the hope, grace, and joy found in Jesus alone. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.